Blackstone Audio presents The Vastalimi Gambit, Cutter's Wars, by Steve Perry. This book is read by R.C. Bray. This book is for Diane, of course, and for Josephine Harriman, who lent me her name, if not her character. Go California Swag, go! If you look long enough into the void begins to look back through you. Friedrich Nietzsche. Prologue. Amidst the machineries of the ill room, with their muted bioelectric drones and beeps, there were but three of them: the patient, the assistant, and Drockmask himself. The air was cool, piped in and filtered, coming and going, just in case, and sterile, lacking any real smell of its own.
"I am dying,"
the patient said. He had only just come out of the induced coma minutes ago. It was not a question. A Vastalimi in touch with his or her physical self would know.
"Yes,"
Drock said. One did not lie to patients.
"How long?"
"If the course goes as it has for most, another day, two. With life support systems, somewhat longer."
"Can anything be done to stop it?"
"Not that we have been able to determine. We had thought a hypothermetic coma might help. It does not seem to have improved your readings."
"I see. My claws are bound."
"There is a phase to the illness that becomes somewhat manic. During this, you would be a danger to others."
"Unbind them. I will not become a danger to others."
Drock understood. He nodded to the assistant, who quickly unlocked the blunt claw gloves, freeing the patient's hands.
"Thank you, healer. I wish that I could do more. One does the best one can. Nothing else matters."
That was true.
"I will allow your family to visit you now."
"I am not contagious?"
"We don't know. We don't think so."
"Family, then. That would be good."
"Hunt well on the other side."
"I will endeavor to do so."
Drock nodded and turned away. The patient's family would visit, probably even if they knew the patient was contagious. They would leave, and the patient would ready himself, then commit Isvaditi Utrobu, using his own claws to disembowel himself. Even in Spokash, the trance that focused one's mind to the nth degree, it was not a pain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?